I'm David Dye, and I'm definitely a fan of our guest today, Josh Rouse, who has come into his own on his last few albums. His new one is called Subtitulo, or Subtitled, because Josh has been living the subtitled life as an expatriate in Valencia, Spain, where he moved for love. I asked him what his new town was like.
It's a lot of nice architecture, really old city. There's a port there, a lot of paella, a lot of siestas. everything closes down between 2 and 5 in the afternoon, and it's really like a ghost town. It's really strange. It took me a while to get used to that. And you have a long lunch, and it's nice. In Valencia, there's a lot of focus on art, and mm-hmm. it has a pretty good music scene. I mean, as far as people touring and coming through there, you know, Neil Casal was just there a couple days ago, and we caught up with him, and a lot of American artists. And indie rock is really popular in Spain. They have all these little festivals in these little towns for them. And
now, what does indie rock mean there? Who would that be?
Indie rock, I mean, like maybe the Sea and Cake or Hal Gelb, Giant Sand, that type of thing.
Cool.
Does really well. It draws a lot of people these festivals, and it's interesting. I'm like, how do you find out about this stuff? But it seems to go on.
Josh moved to Spain about a year and a half or so ago.
Yeah.
Now, and this new album Subtitulo was recorded in Altea, which is near Valencia.
I was actually living in Altea when I recorded it, but I went down to Puerto de Santa Maria, where Christopher Columbus sailed from to come to America. And there's a guy named Paco Loco. And I had found out about him through Gary Loris from the Jayhawks, because Gary had become almost best friends with this guy. And he's kind of famous in Spain just because he's really crazy. You know, everyone was telling me that. And he ended up, he doesn't drink or smoke. He just acts crazy, you know. But he ended up entertaining us for 10 days, and Gary was actually there, and we hung out all the time. And Gary's bought a house down there next to Paco. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds fabulous.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. It's really there. That's way in the south, like by Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So really beautiful and very laid back.
Now, you're going to do some of the songs here. One of the things I commented when I saw you on stage is that you brought your steel string guitar here. But one of the cool things about the sound of this record is you use a nylon string on the album.
Yeah, I was. That was actually Brad Jones's idea. You know, when I moved to Spain, he's like, "Man, you got to buy a nylon string guitar." And I like flamenco. I like it live. I don't really listen to it on record. It's just too dramatic, and there's too many minor chords. You know, after one song, you're like, "Okay," you know. But I was listening to a lot of bossa nova and playing the nylon string, and that kind of went onto the record. You know?
Yeah, I hear that bossa nova more than I hear particularly the sound of Spain. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
definitely.
Exactly.
Well, this first one, It Looks Like Love.
Mm-hmm.
And anything we need to know about this? Did it?
That
Does
was one
it?
Of the first ones I wrote right when I moved to Spain a couple weeks after I got there. I just kind of sat down and it came out.
Sends a little photograph that she shot in the nude. She doesn't wear a conscience. She doesn't play by rules. So turn her on, baby, every night and in the daytime too. I'm flying out of like an airplane, like some clueless fool. And there goes that melancholy feeling again. It looks like love is gonna find a way. And just when you stop believing in it, it looks like love is gonna show its face. Got some things to show her. I take her to my room. She likes to eat that chocolate. She likes a cinema too. Yes, yes. She Come, come, baby, have a big night. And in the daytime too, I'm flying out of like an aeroplane, like some clueless fool. And there goes that melancholy feeling again. It looks like love is gonna find a way. And just when you stop believing in it, it looks like love is gonna show its face.
Thanks a lot. Hey.
Our guest, Josh Rouse, It Looks Like Love, performance live on stage at World Cafe Live, and we're talking about the new songs on Subtitulo, the new album, which means subtitles, which is a comment on you're not speaking language as well as you'd like to.
Well, that and just, you know, I've been there a year and a half, and I'm pretty fluent now, but, you know, it's... I thought about, well, I'll move there and learn Spanish. I didn't know it would be such a long road, you know. And I found myself in a lot of situations going, wow, I could really use some subtitles for this. Yeah, just even at the supermarket or something, not understanding what people were saying to me. And so, yeah, it was something like
You know,
that.
From the outside, this whole move to Spain looks like this really kind of romantic disconnect from former life, move away. Was there an impetus? Did you fall in love? Or I mean, that's what I'm suspecting.
Yeah, I have a girlfriend that lives there, and that was a reason. And you know, it is romantic, and I'm sure it kind of looks like that. And I really like living there, but it's a lot of work. You don't realize this when you get older, like learning a different language and kind of living in a different culture. You know, I'm the foreigner over there now, so I'm the one that everyone looks at and goes, "Well, he doesn't," you know, that's. That they call you that all the time. They call you a foreigner. Mm-hmm. So it's weird. It's isolating, and it's been some hard work, and there's been some lonely times. But I find each month that I live there, I get, you know, it feels more like home. But,
now, what are the things about America that you don't miss, and what are the things you do miss?
Well, I don't miss. I find I spend a lot more money when I come to the States. I think we're just the consumerism here and the advertising, and it's not. Although it's there in Spain, it's not as prevalent. And I find when I come here, my bank account's drained, and then I go back to Spain and save money and eat at home, and it's pretty cheap to live there. So that's one thing I don't miss is the kind of consumerism.
Yeah, I can see that. And because it's near the seacoast, a lot of seafood, a lot of...
Yeah, we eat, you know, a lot of calamari and clams, and every supermarket has a huge fish department. It's all fresh, so it's nice.
Well, this is a song about, not about Valencia, but about Altea, a quiet town?
Yeah. It's a song about kind of neighbors, and I was living in this town, and it's a little white town, and they didn't have a movie theater, no concerts, very, very isolated, and writing songs, and I kind of, I don't know. I had Ray Davies in mind when I wrote it. I kind of thought, oh, this is kind of his vocal phrasing. And I made up little stories about the neighbors and things like that. So, yeah.
Quiet town.
I know somewhere there is a party going down. Interesting people, conversation to be found. I've lived in cities where there is no solitude. I've made some friends there that I hope I'll never lose. But for now, I want to stay in this quiet town. The neighbors on my block, they've got stories to tell. This is the grocery, but once was a hotel. And Mr. Driscoll, he just stands there with his smile, inviting everyone he sees to come inside. This is the life I want to live in a quiet town. Ooh, sometimes I miss the show. Time ago. Sunday morning, there's a market on the square. Children are playing, bells are ringing in the air. Old men are drinking, it's a lazy afternoon. Could tell we're thinking that there is nothing to do. So for now, I'm gonna stay in this quiet town. In this quiet town. In this quiet town.
Quiet Town, another one from the new Josh Rouse album called Subtitulo, which is out on his own Bedroom Classics label. And actually, there have been other Bedroom Classics EPs along the way. You've been putting them out pretty fast.
Yeah, like 6 records and a couple EPs in 8 years. Wow. I was just thinking on the way down here to do this, I was thinking pretty much every year I put out a record, I make the same trip, and you guys have been playing all the records, so it's cool.
Well, the thing about what you do, and I'm wondering how that fits in with this new album, you do, the albums have concepts, or they have. I mean, Nebraska seemed to have a concept, the album you did about your parents, 1972, and I guess you could kind of poke holes at the idea of one on Nashville, but does this one have a concept behind it?
Not really. Not really. It was just kind of a collection of songs, and there wasn't a big kind of philosophy behind it. The only philosophy we had was I felt like because I had kind of moved to a different country and I was writing a lot of – I wasn't surrounded by a lot of friends or – living in Nashville, there's such a huge musical community there that, you know, you find yourself playing with other people and listening to their songs that you're writing. I really got away from that, and I thought, you know, the record should be acoustic and kind of stripped down and just vocal and guitar, kind of like how I wrote the songs. But that was really the only philosophy. There was no kind of lyrical theme throughout the record or anything like that.
Is it easier to create and write if you say, ooh, here's my theme, now I need songs to go with it?
Well, I think Brad helped, the guy who produced this record, Brad Jones, and produced Nashville, yeah, in 1972. He said, let's do a summertime record, you know? So that was the thing. I was going to the beach with a nylon string guitar and a lot of major chords and, you know.
Well, there's a song on here which you're going to do next called Giving It Up, seems to be about giving up alcohol, whatever. Yeah. Is this your story? Did you do that?
Yeah, about 3 years ago I quit drinking, and I never drank, you know, you go on the road and you drink, and, you know, that's part of being a musician or whatever, but I didn't I never really drank too heavy, but I got a thing called pancreatitis, and I was hospitalized for about a week, and then it never really cleared up, or it took a long time to get better. So the doctor said, "Hey, look, you just really can't drink anymore." So that's just kind of a song about that experience. Yeah,
it's giving it up.
And drink in one night. Don't look so surprised, 'cause this is a world where no one feels sorry for your man. In my drunken state, I claim that I've given it up for good. Gotta tell you, dear, that was a bad time. I was on the ground crawling on all fours. Woke up the next day and I didn't feel so good. Don't know why I do this to myself. So back up the car and put me in a hospital bed, 'cause I need some help to change. And I've given it up for good. Gotta tell you, dear, that was a bad time. I was on the ground crawling on all fours. Yeah, I've given it up for good. Gotta tell you, dear, that was a bad time. But I've been coming around knocking on your door. There were far too many lies. I was way out of line. This silly little boy, it's a shame. And I hope you're happy about the way that things worked out for me, 'cause I feel better now. Yeah, I'm much happier now. Way out of line. This silly little boy, it's a shame. And I hope you're happy about the way that things worked out for me, 'cause I feel better now. Yeah, I'm much happier now that I've given it up for good. Gotta tell you, dear, that was a bad time. I was on the ground crawling on all fours. Yeah, I've given it up for good. Gotta tell you, dear, that I've had a bad time. But I've been coming around knocking on your door. I've been coming around knocking on your door. I've been coming around crawling on all fours.
Thank you.
Giving it up from Subtitolo, which I hope I'm coming close to pronouncing right.
Yep.
From Josh Rouse, his new one on Bedroom Classics, and which is distributed by Network, which is a great place to be, kind of your own label with a really cool little company.
Yeah, I really have enjoyed working with them so far.
And I was a big fan of the last album, and there's a song on there that you do live, which I love the way you did it solo, Winter in the Hamptons. Can we do that one now?
Sure.
Absolutely. Well, let's go back to the stage and hear that one. Josh Rouse, thank you so much for keeping at it.
Yeah. And yeah, thanks for having me each time I put out a record. Thanks for supporting it.
Josh Rouse, our guest, and this is Winter in the Hamptons.
Here we go, singing the songs with our soul. The winter is gone, where do we belong? We stay at too low, riding high. So uptight we get stoned, sit in the Hamptons, it is too cold. We stay too low. Spring is finally here and we're so well dressed. It's a talent and it's our style. So put on your hat because our forecast is rain cloud.
Winter in the Hamptons, going back one album for Josh Rouse. That new one is called Subtitolo. Thanks to Josh for joining us today on the World Cafe.